Craig and Jess.
Happy's not snowing.
Driving anywhere, the weather's been terrible. Every time.
Chloe Shildover.
Test?
On page Kufir Aleph. Page Kufir Aleph, like a few lines down. I just want to say before we start that I went to Levaya today. I don't know how many of you were in, but a bunch of us were in at Levaya today, and Rabbi Kaufman had said to put up a sign. And I actually saw the sign, the Be'hakfada. Many of you saw the sign, Be'hakfada, that nobody should go into the Levaya, because he wanted them to learn. And we decided to take down the sign, that everyone should go. And I went over to my Levaya and I told him that we decided to take down the sign. I told him, I hope you might call us. We decided to take down the sign. But when I was talking to him by the Levaya, he said, just make sure, second Seder. Little did he know I'd be driving back for 4 hours. But he said, just second Seder, just make sure, second Seder, get back to Seder. And I was like looking at him, like, you're on your way between your father's Levaya and burying him. Like, I was like, my jaw dropped open. Like, he's like, I'm sorry, it's the only thing I can think about. I thought that was something for us to think about. And, besides for, I'm not here to start judging and figuring out Rabbi Kaufman. I gave up on that a long time ago. But I do think that we have to realize that Chas v'Shalom for any of us to learn more life this week because Rosh Hashiva is not around. It's a disgusting thing. It's a disgusting thing to take advantage of his avelos for our benefit to the week of Bata. It's just a disgusting thing. I think we all have to spread the idea and be mechazik ourselves that at least he shouldn't have that hefsid. I think he lost enough today. He shouldn't have that hefsid. That it shouldn't become a vacation for us. Unfortunately, I think that it's the worst possible week for his father to be nifter. This is the week that he would need to be here to put the yeshiva back together after Purim and try to get his plan continuing until Pesach. And look what's going on over here. It's, we're in a midbar here. And I think it's very, 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 very important, and I'm being mechazik myself also, that we should take advantage to be mechazik, not to look at it like our account is not here anyway. Because, I mean, if you could imagine that this is what was on his mind before going to Beis HaKaras, at least in terms of our HaKaras HaTayv for him and our Kesher with him, it's just a puzzle. We can't let him down. We can't let him down. I'm not saying a ruchliyistika cheshbon now. I'm saying an emotional cheshbon. I'm saying an emotional cheshbon. We owe him a lot of HaKaras HaTayv. Tremendous amount. We're guests in his house over here. This is his place. And this is obviously his strongest desire. Obviously. I can't think of any other explanation. It's obviously his strongest desire. And I should feel like, and for myself, like if I'm going to come a little later to yeshiva, or leave a little early, or give a little bit less shiurim, or whatever, because I know Rabbi Kaufman's not here anyway, that it's a little bit disgusting because I'm taking advantage of his avelos to give myself a vacation. And there's something very disgusting about that. So Pashut, on the most emotional, basic, human, menschlichkeit level, we have to make sure that this week looks as strong as it would have looked had Rabbi Kaufman been here every day. Hopefully we could do better than that. But the chal hapach is to do that, and to try to spread that idea as much as possible to be mechazik people, harusas, chaverim, roommates, to try to spread this idea that, you know, we don't want to let him down. Pashut don't want to let him down. Okay. So Kufir Aleph. Chloe Shildover. Bein kol misho ava beinayim aza be'emes. Between anyone who the love between them is truly, truly strong. Shalo yoimar, that he doesn't say, lo nitztavesi yoyser. Dai li b'masha nitztavesi b'feirish. Someone who truly loves somebody else doesn't say, I'm not going to do this to him. He never told me to do it. I just have to do the basic things that he told me to do. Someone who loves somebody tries to not just do the law, but the spirit of the law. Tries not just to be Mekayim what he wants, not just to be Mekayim what he says he wants, but what he figures out that he wants. To have a certain sense of what is, a certain sensitivity to what the Ratzon Hashem is. Not just to be Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, that type of a sensitivity to the Ratzon Hashem. I have to, even though it's a little bit off on the tangent, I just have to get it off my chest. I just want to do me a favor and let me get off my chest the aggravation that I have. I was reading on Sunday, I was reading an advertisement in a newspaper for a carnival in Borough Park, I think, on Sunday. Shushan Purim Carnival. And which maybe is a very nice thing, perhaps, if there's a purpose to it. But what bothered me very, 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 very much about the article is that it said, I can't even believe it, it said, you know what I'm about to say? It said, experience true Simchas Purim. You understand the connection to what we're learning now? Come on. Come on. Experience true Simchas Purim? So I should go on a Ferris wheel? That's true Simchas Purim? Eat cotton candy. True Simchas Purim. Like, what on earth? Like, how do you print such a thing? I think the newspaper shouldn't print it. It's embarrassing. It's a Dvar Hashem Baza. That's true Simchas Purim? How do you write such a thing? Where's your sensitivities? That's you saying when you read that, are you thinking Mordechai the Esther? Like, or are you thinking a clown? You know, so it's like, how do you so lose sight of the Entif? How do you lose sight so much? Okay, so you're not so sensitive to all the nuances of Purim. You're not so sensitive to all the depth of Purim. But to write to advertise a carnival and to experience true Simchas Purim? It's just beyond. It's just such a simon of where this generation is in terms of its sensitivities for Ratzon Hashem. Is that, you think of Benjamin Nachas from that? Thank you for listening. Okay. Elumi Masha Nitzdave, based on what we were Nitzdave, Yodun al Das HaMitzave. A person figures out what's the Das of the Mitzave. For when I ask you to do something, you'll be able to figure out what I would want you to do in situations that I didn't ask you. That's the when you really love somebody, that intuition, that sense, that sensitivity. Lefnim Yishur Sadin, but it's not just that I want to do more. It's that I understand how you like things to be. You know, Baruch Hashem, we didn't have this Nisayan this year, Baruch Hashem, in the yeshiva. Probably because as the yeshiva grows, the olam and the yeshiva's sensitivities do develop. We're American boys, all of us, and North American boys. You know what I mean? And we don't have any sensitivities. We don't have any sensitivities at all. We're just, you know, we're desensitized completely. We have to like start from scratch as we go through our yeshiva years, trying to resensitize ourselves. But there used to be a minig in this yeshiva, in this yeshiva to decorate the Beis Medrash for Adar or for Purim. And that seems very, very much in accordance with this Adar I saw on Sunday about true Simchas Purim. But I'm just using that as a mashal. If you take the halachas of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, where there's strict hakpadas and someone who talks around the table in the Beis Medrash. There's strict halachas of when you're allowed to eat or drink in the Beis Medrash. There's strict halachas about the nikayah and the cleanliness of a Beis Medrash. There's strict halachas about if you plan that there should be in a certain place, there should be built a Beis Medrash, that according to some shitas and halacha, just planning it, I don't think we don't paskin this way, but it means something, if just planning that there'll be a Beis Medrash means you're not allowed to make it into a Beis Hakiseh. Because you plan that it should be a Beis Medrash. That place, you're not allowed to use a Beis Medrash as a shortcut. You're not allowed to stop walking into a Beis Medrash. You're not allowed to just come in and not learn. That place, does that place need balloons or not balloons? Just the thing, the reflection, after the Rabbi Shalom was Megala his Das, he was Mitzavah. It doesn't say anything in Shulchan Aruch about balloons. But you kind of have a sense of the atmosphere that of Beis Medrash is supposed to permeate. You kind of have a sense of the feeling that we're supposed to have when we walk into a Beis Medrash. The Ema, the Godless, this is a Beis Hashem. That's another mashal of Mimasha Mitzvah. From what we're in Mitzvah, Yodun al Dasa Mitzvah. Be done on the Dasa Mitzvah. I'll give you another one or two examples. Also, these are just sometimes sensitivities that we have. Just sensitivities that we have. Pesach is by Yetzias Mitzrayim. I made a joke about this a few years ago, I think, by Masil Zisharim Shir, and my worst dreams came true. You know when you make a joke about something and then it actually happens? What does it mean when you when you see an advertisement, enjoy Pesach on the bank of the Nile? What does that mean? Pesach in the shadow of the pyramids, be where it happened. What does that mean? What does that mean? Is that the reflection of people who heard Yetzias Mitzrayim, who are sensitive to the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that they're willing to go back to Mitzrayim with covered Pesach? Is that like... Just listen from what the mitzvah was mitzvah and be done on what he wasn't mitzvah. Be done on it. In Eretz Yisrael, the Fry in Eretz Yisrael have soccer games with covered Hanukkah. So that's also like, you have to think, like, you have to, and from what I heard, it's very famous in Eretz Yisrael, and I haven't seen it. There was a famous article written by a Friar reporter, Big Ma'ir, this Taina. But what is Hanukkah about? Hanukkah is about the Nitzachin of the Chachmei HaTorah on those who want to be like the Yevanim, when going to gymnasiums and getting involved in sports. So in honor of Hanukkah, we schedule a sport. One second, I have to take a step back here. Let's just think about what we're doing. Just be done from what the mitzvah says. Aldasa mitzvah. And so on and so forth. Does it say anywhere beferish in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to walk around in shorts and a tank top on Shabbos? It might not say it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Possibly it doesn't say it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Even though Avad is an Indian of Kavod Shabbos, and wearing Shabbos begotten, but it might not say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that such a thing is Aser. But let's think about what the mitzvah was mitzvah, and let's think about the Das HaMitzvah. It says, Lo Yehei Yiluchach B'Shabbos Ki Yiluchach B'Chol. Lo Yehei Diburcha B'Shabbos Ki Diburcha B'Chol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Yoyim Yiluchu Kedusha Lamcha Nasata Oisi Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael. Is the picture, is the guy in the shorts, is that the flavor of what the Pesukim and the Halachas are telling us about Shabbos? You have to ask yourself that question. Are we just walking without any sensitivities? It's a very, 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 very good lesson to start thinking about when you're young, to try to develop. I'm telling you, we're born in this country, we're born in a non-sensitized world. We have to sensitize ourselves. And there's so much going on in the world, it's so desensitized that it's incredible. I have myself a problem, I don't know how to be miyashiv the problem. I don't know how to be miyashiv it to myself, and I probably don't know how to be miyashiv it to myself. But how do you have a yeshiva? And I don't know the answer to this, but I think yeshivas do it. I don't mean to get all controversial and everything, but I just speaking off the cuff over here for a minute. How do you have a yeshiva? What is yeshiva trying to be mechanech talmidim? Or Beis Yaakov, try to be mechanech the girls. That the important thing in life is ruchnius. That we're not here just for material benefits, we're here to get ruchnius to gain. Isn't that one of the main lessons that we're trying to teach? To focus on accomplishment, on growth, on development, on doing, on giving of yourself to others, to a klal, to a rabbeinu shalom. Isn't that the basic chinuch? So how does a yeshiva sponsor? I don't know the answer. I'm not pointing any fingers. Sponsor a Chinese auction. When you get the catalog, you start drooling over the cars in the catalog. You start drooling over the vacation in Venice and just luxury after luxury, the jewels, the pages that you just like, you literally, your mouth starts watering. You know, you show it to a woman, you'll see what it means, you know. Just like a page of jewels. You know, and how does that work? How does that fit together? Where's the sensitivity there? How does that fit together? It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, also Yeshivas last says Chinese auctions. It doesn't say it. But I just get a certain, like, sick feeling in my stomach. One second, the yeshiva that's trying to teach my children that the most important thing is Torah is making a Chinese auction where the most important thing is a vacation in Venice. How do those two things stem? Now, the only way they can make money and so on and so on, maybe we could find all kinds of heterim. But it's a problem. Again, let's see from what the mitzvah was mitzvah, and let's see if we could be Megala Aldasa mitzvah. Is that what yeshivas should be teaching? Is that what a yeshiva should be sending out to its parent body? We're going to try to teach your children that the most important thing is learning. And could you please give money, because to you the most important thing is a vacation in Venice. Like, where's the balance? Where's the consistency? Where's the... Something's funny there. Something smells funny. It just seems funny. V'chahena rabbis, the world is full of these kind of things. Full of it. And we become desensitized. To a certain extent, we have to resensitize ourselves to the little things, even where it's not lehed yefakeret from the Ruach HaTorah, but sometimes it's just wrong. And I remember my wife once showed me again, another newspaper advertisement. This is a small Kleinigkeit, but just to bring out how desensitized we are. Like, we just throw out anything. She was showing me the Marvelous Midos machine, came out with 3 Marvelous Midos machine tapes. Kids tapes, for those of you who haven't listened to it. Officially kids tapes, but the adults like listening to it too. And they put out an ad. It was 3 tapes, so it was very cute. Changing your midos is 1, 2, 3. Isn't that cute? The problem is it's a lie. Changing your midos is not 1, 2, 3. It's a very, very, very difficult thing. It's a lifelong avodah that people dedicated their lives to it. It's not as bad as Pesach on the banks of the Nile. It's not as bad as some of these other things that we talked about. But it's a sign of not sensitive. Someone who is attuned, someone who learned... Nobody who learned Musa Seder printed that ad. Nobody who actually tried to change midas printed that ad. It's impossible. You wouldn't be able to do it. You wouldn't be able to write the words, changing your midas is 1, 2, 3. You wouldn't be able to do it if you worked so hard to change your midas and weren't successful. You'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Changing your midas is not 1, 2, 3. It's just not. And we just, you know, a little bit has to do with what I mentioned in the Sunday shiur 2 weeks ago. It's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. The advertising, the throwing out phrases. Like, you know, we talked 2 weeks ago. We talked about the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. So, right? If I told any of you, what's the best part of waking up? You would right away say, Folgers in your cup. You wouldn't think twice. Not that you believe it. I'm not trying to say, but years and years and years of that, and they've been doing that for years. You have to stop and think about it. I never thought about it until I was ready to give the share, and I was trying to think of different advertisements about food, because I was talking about food. I never thought about it. Like, the best part of waking up? That's the best part of waking up. It's amazing. I don't know if I would wake up for that, you know? That's the best part of waking up.
It's a cold, it's not so good.
What?
It's a cold, it's not so good.
You know, it's a... We have to sometimes take a step back at certain things that were so acceptable in our lives, and we just like became just completely desensitized to it, so it doesn't bother us anymore. But like, it's like some things are just like, it's me or certain things. not trying to sound petty from the little examples. I'm trying to bring out. I'm trying to Dafka say examples that I don't think most people would have ever thought twice about. Just to try to bring about, like, how little we're thinking about the world around us and the sensitivities that we. I'll give you another mashal, also a very mashal, maybe people would accuse me of being petty, but I think it's a good exercise to think about it. Even if it's petty, it's a good exercise to think about it. What does it tell us, and what does it do for us, that pizza shops are called Jerusalem too? Think about it. And the name of a pizza shop is Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh too. Is that a lack of sensitivity? Isn't that a lack of sensitivity? Imagine what would happen in the media if someone would... I could see this happening. I shouldn't say anything because it's going to happen. If someone would open a restaurant in the city called Ground Zero, can you imagine? It's going to happen. It's going to happen because we talked about this before.
Ground Zero,
If you go to Quasi Amusement Park, you'll see a ride there. We talked about this a few months ago. You'll see a ride there called the Titanic, where you get to go down with the Titanic. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Tons of people died, and you get to go on the amusement park ride of it, which I'm waiting for this year for there to be the Twin Towers falling down ride. You know, 3,000 people die, but it's still very amusing. But what happens if someone opens it? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. We're supposed to get choked up when we say Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, that's our home. That's what we long for. But don't worry, there's a Jerusalem too. Have no fear. It's something not sensitive. We're so used to it that I don't even know if it affects us negatively anymore. We're so used to it. But you have to stop and think, like, Jerusalem too? What's that? You know, you have Shanghai, you have this, that, and Jerusalem too. Like, remember there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and when we spoke, the Yerushalayim, Ircha, Baracham, Mitashuv. What happened to that? Jerusalem too. It's a funny thing. Even the very fact is like, yeah, because pizza and falafel is an Israeli food. So Jerusalem? That's, I think Israel, I should think, you know, there are people like that. They think Israel, they think falafel. There's a lack of sensitivity there. It's a lack of sensitivity. This Beis Medrash is Jerusalem too. That should be called Jerusalem too. A pizza shop is called Jerusalem too. There's something not sensitive about it. I think we'll do so. I have an interesting idea. It's 10 o'clock now. We're going to daven Ma'ariv. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night we'll have a Musa Seder. And I'm curious that over the day, if you guys could think about other examples and get back to me on it. And tomorrow night we'll talk again about the same topic, but with your examples.